This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Welcome back, Degenerate Derek Podcast, Week 8 Pick Show. Yeah, I'm back. I haven't quit. I haven't resigned yet, even though I fucking should. Went 1-4 last week like a fucking dildo. 14-20-1 on the year, Jesus. You know I'm doing bad when Daniel texts me and offers to give me 5 plays. I mean, the ball's on that kid, but I mean, that's how bad I am. That Daniel feels like he can make that text. For those of you that don't know Daniel, lucky. Moving on, we had a little Thursday night football last night. Bucks and the Bills. I had the Bucks plus 10. I don't know how great of a pick that was. Like, I don't know if a lot of you guys were on that, but honestly, I just couldn't believe the Bills were 10-point favorites with how they, I mean, they lost to the Patriots. You lose to the Patriots, I don't think you should ever be 10-point favorites. Because, like, I think that, you know, the Bills, that team's got some real issues. Like, they really do. They got issues. And they're not the worst, but, I mean, 10-point favorites over basically anybody? I mean, they lost to the Jets, remember? Their losses are to the Jets, the Patriots. They probably have another, I don't know, maybe two. I don't know if they have 2 or 3 losses. I don't know. But whatever. I had Bucks plus 10. I don't know how great of a pick that was. I don't even know if I should be bragging about it. It makes me think, like, I don't want to do the podcast, though. Because it's just like, damn, I feel like I'm so good not doing the podcast, not giving out my picks. I swear to God, every pick that I don't give out fucking hits. I swear. I'm not even bullshitting either. Every once in a while, I'll start to go silent online as far as, like, posting plays. Like, I just won't do it. Winners, winners, winners. And then I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to stand my ground. I'm going to fucking post these picks. And I'll post those picks and they'll go 0 for 10. I think the internet just wants you to look like, it wants everybody to look like a dumbass all the time. Because that's what the internet's for. It's for you to look like a dumbass. And so you can't be on there looking like Mr. Smarty Pants. But I got 5 games for you. It is week 8. If I were you, I would not tail. I would fade. But then again, I don't want to say fade because I might pop off and then I would feel bad if you faded me. You know what? You just make your own picks. Let's just do this together, right? Like, I'll pick my games. You pick your games. We'll match up and, you know, fucking compare. But I wouldn't tail me, bro. I mean, obviously, I ain't got to tell you guys that. I would not tail me because I don't know what's going on. These picks this week are wild. I don't know what the fuck's going to happen this weekend. I'm 14-20-1. I don't know shit. I don't know a goddamn thing. All right? Well, let's do it.
Number 5.
I'm not going to lie. This pick has to be a sting operation. This pick right here is like there's a King Ranch in a parking lot by itself with nobody around running with the keys on and the windows down, doors unlocked. And the moment you get in that motherfucker, there's going to be 40 cars on you arresting the shit out of you. But I'm going Vikings. I'm going Vikings. -1.5. How do you? They're 1.5-point favorites on the road taking on shitty-ass Green Bay? This is a trap. This is a setup, and I'm falling for it. I'm getting in. I just got a brand-new King Ranch, motherfucker. Give me the Vikings. -1.5. I'm a dumbass. I know it's a trap. This is a trap.
Number 4.
Mike Tomlin loves to kick the shit out of pretty white men. That's what he did last week in L.A. Beat up a whole bunch of pretty little white boys. Just beat their ass. He's going to do it again this week in Pittsburgh, taking on Jacksonville. Yeah, I'm going to take Steelers +2.5. You know, because Trevor Lawrence, obviously pretty white girl. Mike Tomlin's going to kick the shit out of him. Give me Pittsburgh at home +2.5.
Number 3.
All right, this is really stupid. Really stupid. Because I've been wrong about everything this year. But in my head, I'm going to trust what I've always thought about the Saints and go with the Colts plus one. I think Derek Carr and the Saints suck balls. Therefore, I'm betting on the Colts plus one. All right?
Number two.
Perfect spot for Miami. They just got beat up by the Eagles. They kicked the shit out of teams that don't have winning records. If you have a winning record, the Dolphins are going to struggle with you. But if you have a losing record, the Dolphins are going to beat the ever-living shit out of you. I'm going Dolphins minus 9.5. Although Tyreek Hill and a bunch of other guys might be out. All right, so yeah, that's probably a bad pick. But I'm going Dolphins minus 9.5.
Number one.
And my super sharp play of the weekend, it's got to be the Cardinals plus 9.5 at home taking on the Ravens. After the Ravens just, I mean, they basically just killed Detroit. They just murdered the Lions. Honestly, what they did to Detroit was just not right. It was fucked up, actually. They just kicked their teeth in. They took a shit right down their throats. And now they got to come in and play the Cardinals, the 1-6 Cardinals, who the Ravens are absolutely going to struggle with because that's the NFL. You beat the fuck out of a 5-1 team. And then you struggle against a 1-6 team. Hello, National Football League, dipshit. That's it. Those are my five picks. I got Vikings minus 1.5 on the road taking on the Packers. Steelers plus 2.5 at home taking on the Jags. Colts plus 1 at home taking on the Saints. I got the Dolphins minus 9.5 at home taking on the Patriots. And I got the Cardinals plus 9.5 at home taking on the Ravens. Those are my five picks. Again, 1-4 last week. Basically a losing week every week this year. I'm fucking terrible. 14-20-1. I'm awful. I'm dog shit. I've had a couple people message me this week. Hey, man, why don't you make the podcast longer? Why? I think like 10 minutes. I know last week's was super short, and this week, I don't even think this one will be 10 minutes, but what's the point? Just let me do my five picks and get the fuck out of here, all right? All right? So let me do my five picks and get on. I don't need to ramble on and on and on and break down every game. Although, if that's what you want, okay, let me go through the other games then. Since you want, you know, more than a 10-minute podcast, you fucking crybaby. So let's hit some of these other games that we didn't hit. Like the Falcons on the road in Tennessee, taking on the Titans. Falcons are minus 2.5. Atlanta is definitely a team that I have been off and on all year. They've been in my five plays one way or another pretty much almost every week. They almost were in there this week, but I was like, man, I need to give Atlanta a fucking break. Especially the last 2 weeks, I went 1-1 on them, so it's kind of like, yeah, let me back up. Let me let them do their thing, try to figure out who they are. If I had to say, I'd go with Tennessee this weekend, plus 2.5, but Tennessee's been god-awful. They're 2-4. They can't do shit. But it feels like Tennessee probably beats the fuck out of Atlanta this weekend. That's my guess. Houston on the road taking on the Panthers. Houston has been a fun team. They're 4-2 against the spread. They're 3-3 overall. Carolina, not been a fun team. They're 0-6. They're also 0-5-1 against the spread. So I would bet Carolina here because that would just take – I'm actually going to bet Carolina here because they got to do – at some point, right? At some point, they at least got to get a win against the spread. I've never seen a team go – I've never seen a team start 0-5-1 against the spread, ever. Ever. I mean, that's a point of the spread, you know? It's supposed to be pretty close to an even record. Like, most teams are like 4-2, 3-3. You got a couple 5-2s, but for the most part, it's pretty... Basically, everybody's against the spread record is close to 500. Not Carolina. Carolina's getting the shit kicked out of them in every way. So I would go Carolina here just to be a rebel. Plus 3.5. That's what I would do. That's what I would do if I were me. That's what I'm doing. Rams on the road taking on Dallas. I still haven't got that 49ers loss, like, out. I don't care about the Chargers win. I won't even care about this win against a 3-4 Rams team. Won't give a shit. Obviously, I expect Dallas to... Do I expect Dallas to cover, though? Minus 6.5? Yeah, let's just go... I'll go Cowboys minus 6.5. Just because I'm going to throw the fuck up if we lose to the Rams. I'm going to bash my head on the concrete over and over if we lose to the Rams. I'm going to take my father-in-law's new tractor and run over my nutsack if we lose to the Rams. Not really, but, you know, just so I don't get Mad Dog Russo'd or anything. God, man, what a fuck up that guy did, right? Huh? You guys heard about that? I'm sure you guys, some of you may know, you know, Mike and the Mad Dog from back in the day. Hell, 30 for 30, I think, did a special on it, ESPN. You know, very famous radio duo. Well, Mad Dog went on to go do his own solo career in Sirius. And he's still doing radio on satellite radio. But he said something about, like, when the Diamondbacks were, I don't know, something if the Diamondbacks went to the World Series, he would retire. And so now people are obviously, duh, calling for him to retire. So I don't want anybody calling for my nutsack to get ran over. So I'm going to say, ha-ha, just kidding. Jets on the road taking on the Giants. I'm going to go. That just feels like a game the Jets don't win. I'm going to go Giants plus +3. I don't know why. Don't know why. Couldn't tell you. I just feel like it's a game the Jets aren't winning. Why, I don't know, again. Philly on the road taking on Washington. Fuck Washington. Fuck Philly, too. But, I mean, you can't deny Philly's got some fucking dudes, which makes me want to vomit just saying that. Philly's got some dudes. Gross. Gross. But I would go Eagles minus -7 in that game. I don't know. Division game. Usually I hate to take a point spread that big, but Washington's fucking dog shit. Pick New England and Miami game. I got Miami. Cleveland on the road taking on Seattle. Cleveland's been interesting, especially with Deshaun Watson getting hurt and then beating the Niners. I would go Cleveland here. Yeah, I would go Cleveland. Maybe go on the road, upset Seattle. I think Seattle wants to try to act like there's something, but they're just not, if that makes sense. Probably doesn't, but yeah, I would go Cleveland. Kansas City, Denver. I mean, you could put Kansas City minus -40, and I pick Kansas City. Definitely picking a minus -7.5, which means they'll probably fucking lose the game outright. But nonetheless, I would never bet that game. Gross. Gross. Kansas City minus -7.5. Gross. Division game. Gross. And Denver, I think, played them pretty tough a couple weeks ago, if I remember right. I could totally be remembering wrong. But yeah, I would go Kansas City minus -7.5. Cincinnati. That should be fun. Cincinnati on the road taking on a San Francisco team that's struggling a little bit after beating the holy fucking dog shit out of the Cowboys. Of course, they now look like a questionable fucking team. Fucking assholes. Losing to the Browns and then the Eagles. Assholes! Assholes! Or the Browns, the Eagles. Browns and Vikings, I mean. Bah, that's a fucking tough one. No way San Francisco loses 3 in a row, right? But they probably, if they win, they probably only win 4.5? I'm going to go Bengals plus +4.5. I think San Francisco wins probably by a field goal. I just can't see San Francisco losing 3 in a row. That would be fucking wild. Plus they're 3-0 at home. They're 3-0 against the spread at home. Yeah, that'd be crazy. Next game, you got Chicago at the Chargers. Hell, let's go Chicago. I don't know who that dickhead quarterback they got, but yeah, let's do Chicago plus +8.5. Chargers are just dog shit. 2-4. They're 1-4-1 against the spread. So they're 2-4. They're taking on the 2-5 Bears, and they're 8.5-point favorites for what? I don't know why Vegas does this. Why they make shitty teams these big-ass favorites. 8.5's a lot. Maybe it's not in college, but in the NFL, 8.5 is a shit ton of points. And I loved it. I loved it. More people are gambling. Hopefully they're gambling responsibly and all that shit. And I mean that, you know, I don't want anybody obviously to get in trouble doing this because it can get very dangerous. But I love that more people are gambling now because they see that these point spreads are insane how tight they are. And they see like, oh, yeah, they just stay going in. Oh, Chargers 8.5. Yeah, it's nothing. It's nothing to win by 10. But then they, you know, you look at the final scores every Sunday and it's like, oh, fuck. Like, every score was, like, 6 points and below. But that's it. Oh, my God. That's the Sunday night game? What the fuck? Ugh. Why is the Bengals in the 49? Why is it the Bears and the Chargers? Oh, my God. That's disgusting. I'm going to throw up at the thought of that being the Sunday night game. What the fuck?
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to fucking podcast and get help. Seriously, The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.